here is the first episode of the Stepmom podcast. I really wanted to do a podcast this year. It was on my vision board. My friends, my family, people who knew that I wanted to do this, including my team at the office, kept on asking me, when are you starting? It's finally here. And this is just a journey, or a journal to myself on the stepmom journey. Most people, when they meet me, they always say, oh, fashionable stepmom. They think being a stepmom is handled like this, with makeup and lipstick, and like I'm the expert on blended family. No. Funny thing is, I never imagined, I didn't know there was something like a blended family when I grew up. I didn't grow up wanting to be a stepmom. I don't even think I wanted to be a mom, even not a mom, to get married. It was the last thing on my list. So when I became a stepmom, I thought, how hard can it be? You know, I met this guy who I like, and he has children, and he came as a package deal. So I thought, you know what, how hard will it be? I like him, you know, I love his kids, I'll be nice to them, and they love me back. That was too simple. It was too simple, and when I got into the scenario, things on the ground were not as easy as I thought. But then again, lazima, you know, would have tried. I needed to keep my word, or for lack of a better word, I had to try. And that brings me to today's topic on Mother's Day. Mother's Day is this weekend. Growing up, I don't think there was Mother's Day during my time, or maybe the side of Nairobi I lived in. I don't remember wishing my mother happy Mother's Day or making a card or it being celebrated. But when I was the kid's stepmother or mother, because they stayed with me all through, you know, when Mother's Day came, I expected something from the children. And in the beginning, it wasn't them who would actually give me a card or a present. It was mostly Mike. Mike would do it. I think he used to look at me and see how bad I felt. And looking back, I don't know why I felt so bad. I would get very disappointed when Mother's Day would be around the corner. I'd get very anxious. I had expectation around it. I think I would tell myself, you know, it is the only one day a year that they get to tell me thank you for this thankless job that I was doing, or just to appreciate that I came and I played the role of being their mother. And now, why did I have expectations? Anyway, I still had expectations. And in the beginning, you could see the children would struggle with the idea. Number one, I think the idea they would struggle with is the betrayal of their biological mother if they would write a card or buy me a gift. So what Mike used to do, because I was caught in the middle, I'm his wife and these are his children, so he would go out and buy maybe a card or a gift, and then he'd push the kids, go give her, you know, like, he'd push them, style up, like, go. And they would do it out of maybe not wanting to disappoint him, or maybe they were scared. So at some point, I realized the struggle, and I just told Mike, you don't have to do it anymore. I would let it come from them. When they feel the need to get me a gift or to wish me a happy Mother's Day, they will do it. It didn't mean deep down that I didn't have an issue. It didn't mean that it still didn't hurt. But I didn't want Mike to, for lack of a better, force them to do it. I wanted it to come from them. That didn't mean I didn't have expectation. I used to get very anxious when Mother's Day would come, because I was like, okay, will this be the year that they will actually acknowledge the work that I'm doing and the sacrifice and how hard I'm trying? I think that's where the trouble was. That's where the issue was. I was trying so hard, and that's why maybe I needed a reward. I needed them to wish me happy Mother's Day, to say, we see you, I see the effort you're putting in, I see the changes you've brought in, or this life you've created for us. And I think it was tough. It was tough for them. It was tough for them. Okay. It was tough for them. Okay. So that's where we'll start the podcast. And as much as I'm talking about it right now and I'm seeing it would have been a hard task for them, at that moment I wasn't in their shoes, I felt like I deserved it. And obviously, over time, as the years have gone by, the children have learned to appreciate. They do wish me a happy Mother's Day. They go out of their way now. Maybe because also I've earned their trust. I'm really even asking myself, how sure were these kids that I wasn't just coming and then going? So why would they get invested? Yeah, that's question number one. Number two, also, how are they supposed to welcome me with open arms? Because saying yes to me means that they would say no to their mother. And also they were scared about having a stepmom because it's depicted in books and everywhere, you know, the evil stepmom. So yeah, looking at the children, it was a tough call for them, but I still wanted my Mother Day wishes. So now, where I am right now, I can totally put myself in their shoes and understand them. But at that time, it was, yeah. As people, you're looking at me, the realization of how tough it must have been for the children, that if they said yes to me, they were saying no to their own mother. And I was just seeing my end of the story where I made the sacrifice, but they didn't ask me to make the sacrifice. They didn't request me. They didn't ask me to come here and mother them and be their dad's wife or be their stepmom. The same way I also didn't plan for stepkids, I also didn't plan for a stepmom. It was not part of the deal, you know. So, yeah, reflecting now from their perspective, I think also it was a hard call, a hard task for the children. But eventually we did get an understanding and they appreciated what I do in their lives and it came from them. But yeah, I needed to earn their trust. They needed to know, am I legit? Also, they needed to know that saying yes to me doesn't mean saying no to their own mother. And how to them it looked like a constant betrayal. I get it now. It brings me also to the point of them calling me mom. I gave them grace, you know. The dad was like, yeah, to be nice if you call her mom, but I could see the struggle, so I just told them, call me anything. You know, in our African culture, how children are supposed to call someone auntie so-and-so, I think that's how the dad introduced me to them when we were dating. It's called Auntie Kathy, so they'd call me Auntie Kathy. And I really didn't, it didn't matter to me, to be honest, whether they called me Catherine, which was my name, Auntie Kathy. It would have been nice if they called me mom. It took time. It might have taken years. I just remember I was going down the stairs and one of the children called me mom. And it was very satisfying, but also I didn't put too much into it. When you are with them, they'll call me mom. But I think when they are, for example, with the other side of the family, they struggle, you know, because maybe the other side of the family, we make it also hard. Extended family makes it also hard for the children to accept reality. If they have their mother's side of the family and they call me mom, they would be asked, did we hear correctly? Did you just call her mom? And I think that's where the struggle is. And I don't think it will ever end. They're comfortable calling me mom in our setting at home or with people who know our blended family or their dad's side of the family and their friends who are comfortable with. And it doesn't mean it doesn't hurt. It still takes, it's, it hurts a bit right now, not as much, but I do understand where they're coming from now. I'm not as sensitive because I've also seen them trying to deal with the cards that, or handle the cards that were dealt to them. They also didn't expect this to happen. The adults, they didn't expect their parents to divorce. They would sometimes call me, they call me Mom Kathy, my name, even saved on their phone, and I think that's acceptable. I don't think it will ever get easier for them. I think so. When my own son, my own biological son, came into the picture, Sean, although by that time they'd already called me mom, I think it also came, it was easier for them, because I was actually a mom. You know, you're called a mom by African society by giving birth. So I'd given birth to my own biological child, so I was called a mom, so it was easier for them. Before then, I was their father's wife. I think Sean helped with that when he came into the picture. And putting myself in their shoes and the reflection that I'm doing, which is this podcast, I think it was very hard for them to get to the realization that, you know, their mom and their dad will maybe never ever be together. And I was a representation of this new family setup where I was very eager to make this family work, very eager to come and do my job. But then me coming in and doing my job and excelling at that job, for lack of a better word, yeah, I'm vain, I excelled. That's why I'm here today. It was also a finality to that other life that they had with their bio mom and with their dad. So, yeah, truly journals are for reflection, and I see how hard it was for them and how tough it was, even though I felt justified at that time to be told thank you, to be told you're trying, to be told Happy Mother's Day and for them to wish for me a Happy Mother's Day and to tell me I'm doing a great job. I see how tough it was for them and why they needed a few years to sell to them the idea. Yeah, someone had to sell to them the idea, and they had to give them time to accept that this is a new situation and to get on board. So yeah, I want to say thank you to my stepkids for allowing me to be their mom, for giving me space, for trying. It wasn't easy. Maybe me not having been a stepchild buffered me from the reality of their situation. So I want to say thank you. Thank you for making me a stepmom, for making me a mother, for making this blended family a success. It's not only by my efforts, you know, by also them agreeing for me to stepmother them, for Mike to try and blend this family together, and just for second chances, for giving all of us second chances. Because that's essentially what we did. We gave each other second chances, you know. They gave family a chance because this will be their father is married a second time, for giving the dad a chance, for giving me a chance to show them that I do love them and truly care for them. And also for giving Sean a chance to have brothers and sisters. He's showered with love from everyone. It's a big family and he's part of it. So thank you. Mother's Day is coming on Sunday, like I mentioned earlier in this video. As I'm reflecting, I realize how big of a pressure it is to many people out there. If you could scrap it, I would, to be honest. It's tough. Not everyone has a good relationship with their mother, so I know it's a triggering day also. But I'd love to wish every woman out there who is a mother, so your mother, a stepmom, an auntie, your elder sister who's maybe an older sister who's mothered the siblings, a teacher, a nurse, a doctor, anyone who's ever played the role of nurturing another human being, Happy Mother's Day. For those who feel they're unseen, they're unheard, I'd like to validate your efforts and your sacrifice of nurturing someone else without any expectation. Happy Mother's Day, and may this Sunday be a day where you, even if you don't get a gift, gift yourself. You know, take yourself for lunch, take yourself for a spa date. I'll also remember my mother this Sunday, and I think it's a reminder to appreciate anyone around us who was a mom and nurtured us. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I'm going to get myself a cup of coffee. I was supposed to reduce on my intake, but after this episode, I feel like I need a cup of coffee. It is actually a very vulnerable video. I don't know if it's going to air, if you guys will end up hearing it or listening to it, yeah, but I've made some realizations. Yeah, it's like I was with a therapist, yeah. And that's the first episode of the podcast. Imesha, enough, Nivo. Let me go get my coffee. Hope to do another episode. That's it.